The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jess's Tech Takeover.
Yes, Jess Kelly is back for another Tech Takeover. Where are we starting this week, Jess?
Instagram.
Okay.
I love Instagram. It's my favourite of the socials. I'm on it all the time. And this is something that actually kind of stuck out to me this morning. So I was walking through town. It's lovely and quiet, bright blue skies. Went to do a me, which is taking a picture of the blue sky going, it's stunning.
You could see you're enjoying the quiet town and the blue skies by going onto social media.
Obviously, yeah. And something popped up as I swiped to upload to my stories. And it was a notification from Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to read what it said and just give me your honest assessment of what this means. So the headline was, get story suggestions based on your camera roll.
Get lost.
Gets better, chicken. We'll create videos made from photos on your camera roll to make sharing with friends even easier. You can turn off access at any time from your camera settings. Small print. You ready?
Yeah.
Allow Instagram to access data, including image quality, location, the presence of people or animals from photos and videos on your camera roll. Thoughts and feelings, please.
So I'm kind of naturally appalled by that, but am I doing that already? So when I go into, if I want to post a story and I want to use a photo from my roll, it's all there. Instagram has access to it. And I assume when I allowed that, the same probably conditions or terms and conditions were attached to that, were they?
No.
Meta is already perving through my pictures.
To a certain extent, right?
Get out, Zuckerberg.
When you download an app, you allow access to certain things. So for Instagram, for example, it'll ask for your camera, for your microphone, for your photos, for your contacts, a whole suite of things. When it's asking for access to the photos, you have the option to limit it to the last photo that was taken.
Yes.
A select number of photos or all photos on your device.
Yeah.
But that is, again, you, the human, making a decision what images are then posted to social media.
Yeah.
My understanding of this is that this will go through my recent images and make suggestions for me to post online.
So already now when you're on Instagram, what happens sometimes when you're going through, it'll suggest a video you might have put up. And I don't really put up videos. So generally they're News Talk videos that I'm in. And it'll say, oh, here's a suggested reel based on your content. Kind of like that. And they'll say, here's a suggested reel based on your content, but not the content on the platform, the content that we found when we went through your phone.
Exactly it. It would. And what concerns me here, there's a few things that concern me, right? So the things that they list of the, your image quality, location, the presence of people and animals, that's called metadata. Right. And that's an important nerdy term.
Yes.
For very particular information that is specific to your device. So that includes location, date, facial recognition cues from your photos and videos. And even if you don't upload them, the terms and conditions here aren't clear. If I opt into this, if I had to hit go for it or allow or whatever the prompt was, Instagram, I would have given permission to Instagram to go through my camera roll and get the information from pictures, even if I had no intention of uploading them.
Mm.
Bearing in mind, now I don't have kids, but I have 75,000 nieces and nephews. My sister sent me pictures of them all day long. All of those photos are stored on my phone. There are other bits of information. I take screenshots for work, all of that.
Do you ever mute your sister?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I have the two of them muted, actually, in fact.
Ah, oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, it's liberating to mute members of your family who send pictures of their kids.
I don't mind the pictures of the kids. It's more the what will you get mom and dad for Christmas.
Of the kids for me.
And you see, I like the pictures, I just don't like the rest of it. But anyway, that's here nor there. The concern here is that information. Now, you may think, Asher, look, as you said there, perhaps we already have given access to that information to Meta. But as I said, there is a distinction. There's also the concern that what could be learned about us from the metadata of the pictures that we don't upload on social media.
Mm.
So do you remember years ago, I did a bit of a social media stalking of you when I went through all of your platforms. Imagine the information I could garner if I went through all the photos on your phone.
Oh, stop the lights. Yeah.
I could, and just like, let's genuinely.
You'd really see what a sicko I am.
We all know. But what you could just gain a picture of, for example, and I don't mean this about you, but about an individual. If you're someone who has kids, I could probably figure out where they go to school, if they play sport, what sporting grounds they play on. I could reverse image, Google search images, find out specific location information. And that's just the, and you're looking very guilty there now, so I'm dying to get onto your phone.
The last photo on my phone is just me with Jason Donovan and Jennifer Zamparelli. Ooh, name drop.
Cool. Yeah, so you can get a lot of information.
Oh, Kieran's so cool.
Kieran's going to let that hang. But that's me looking at it as a human. Imagine what could be garnered if I was to feed those images into AI. If I could build up a picture.
Zuckerberg would think I was cool.
The endorsement you want. Imagine the picture that could be built up. Again, scraping information. Where are you likely to be at certain times of the day, certain times of the week? Where are you spending your money? Who are you spending your money with? I could then, if I wanted to, push certain advertising to you. I could search, push certain products to you. This to me, and again, we have to acknowledge they're being transparent about it. They gave me the option to opt in. I emphatically opted out. What I would say is this popped up on my phone at 20 past seven this morning. I was kind of half awake, hadn't had a coffee yet. The reason I copped it was the OK button is nice, big and blue, and the don't allow was blacked out. So you need to be alert. We can't just blindly walk into these things. Yes, you can turn it off at a later date, but do you know where to find it in the settings? The upshot here is I don't like it. I'm not allowing it, and I don't think you should either.
If somebody has allowed it, get in touch. I want to know what suggestions it's giving you in terms of content. In the meantime, what's your tech tip this week?
This is one for anybody who's a makeup fan. I'm not great with makeup. I've never been great with makeup. It looks well on you, though. I always feel like whatever they do for you on the telly always looks well. Very natural.
Yeah. It's called Camo Beige.
Is that what it is?
No, I don't know. But
that was genuinely impressive that you knew.
Could that be a name of something?
It could be. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, here's what you do, right? Download onto your phone there the Charlotte Tilbury app. Now, the reason I like this is, yes, you can buy the products and whatever, but if you're useless like me, regardless of what products you use, you can go in and there are free tutorials. I'm at a wedding in a few weeks and I was contemplating paying someone 100 and something quid to do my makeup. I've spent a bit of time faffing around on this and it is great. They also have a tool within the app where you can scan across and use AR, so augmented reality. You open the phone on your face and it'll tell you where to put certain things based on your face shape, which is very good. Because some of the online tutorials can be a bit hard to follow. And there's also free classes as well. So if you are, like me, useless with makeup and you want some free advice by top makeup artists, download the Charlotte Tilbury app. It is very good.
Your tech rec this week?
Tech rec. It's a book that I am about to start when I jump on the Lewis in about 6 minutes time. It's called Empire of AI by Karen Howe. She was at the Docu Book Fest earlier this year. I got to chat with her briefly. She is fascinating. She is a journalist who's been looking very closely at OpenAI, the founder in particular, looking at the ethical implications and the wider society implications of AI. So if you want to go down a bit of a rabbit hole, Empire of AI by Karen Howe is the tech rec.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, will be back for another edition of the Tech Takeover at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.